appearance before two House committees this week. The Department of Justice has sent Robert Mueller a letter telling him to stick to the information contained in his written report. An official at the Justice Department said the letter is a response to a query by Mueller earlier this month seeking guidance on handling questions that address privileged information. The letter also says the department agrees with Mueller's stated opinion that his appearing before Congress in person is not necessary. Nevertheless, on Wednesday, he will take lawmakers' questions. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Last week, the president said he did not plan to watch when Mueller goes before two House panels Wednesday, and then conceded he might watch a little bit. Either way, he says it's a waste of time, falsely repeating earlier claims that Mueller's Russia report cleared him of obstruction and collusion.
You can't take all those bites out of the apple.
What Mueller actually wrote was there's not sufficient evidence to establish the Trump campaign criminally conspired with Russia in the 2016 race. He did not clear the president of trying to obstruct his investigation, and Democrats say they'll push that point Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspected a large, newly built submarine, it was reported by the state news agency on Tuesday, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine-launched ballistic missiles program. Kim inspected the operational and tactical data and combat weapon systems of the new submarine, which was built under his special attention and will be operational in the waters off the East Coast. Anger is growing in Hong Kong over an attack on pro-democracy protesters by suspected gangsters. Cell phone video on social media shows white-clad assailants alleged to be triad gangsters attacking commuters with pipes and poles at a Hong Kong subway station on Sunday. This is VOA News. Thousands of people poured into the streets of San Juan on Monday in protests aimed at forcing Puerto Rico